Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll relay some wheat news, give some gardening tips, and announce that we are currently looking for McPherson County Farmers Market vendors for this year's Farmers Market, along with reminding everyone of our Master Gardener Zoom educational meeting covering container gardening scheduled for March 25th. But first, for today's Did You Know? That March is Kansas Ag Month. Let's celebrate the variety of career opportunities that are available in the field of agriculture. There are hundreds of different careers in agriculture, from agronomists, veterinarians, plant pathologists, commodity brokers to bankers, engineers, broadcasters, and chemists, not to mention all the careers in the production side of agriculture. Kansas is agriculture. In my farming news, our wheat fields are greening up nicely. Our producers have been applying their spring fertilizers. Some of our wheat looks above average for how dry we have been leading up to now. Some oats have been planted mostly for hay production in later spring and early summer. Here at the Extension office, we are taking in several soil samples for testing each day. We are having a few issues of weeds with the warmer temperatures and now the extra moisture. Addressing your weed problems now will help control them in the near future. In my gardening news, it's now time to be planting our cool season vegetables into the garden. For our lawns, spring seeding, while not as reliable as seeding in the fall, can be successful during the end of March and 1st of April, if the weather is favorable. The success lies in planting early enough so the seeds can become well established before the hot weather of June comes around. When planted late, the frequent watering requirements for the young, immature grass plants during the summer encourages weeds and disease. In my cow-calf news, and new to the Extension office, protect your vaccines so the vaccine can protect your herd. Get the most out of your vaccines with the use of a livestock vaccination cooler. Vaccines break down in sunlight and warm temperatures, making them less effective and even dangerous. Safeguard your investment by keeping your vaccines cool, sorted, and protected while processing cattle, goats, sheep, horses, and pigs, or other livestock. Now, we have a new vaccine cooler that can be rented at the Extension office. At the Extension office, we also offer many diagnostic tests one can get done on their home or farm. We do rent out our soil probe and can use to send in samples for soil testing. We offer an insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. The Extension office can send samples off for water analysis and grain germination and analysis. In addition, we can get the analysis of hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with the rent of our hay probe, a drill, and a new generator. Remember, we have the new vaccine cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure that their vaccines stay at the right temperature during the day when they're working their cattle or other livestock. And we also have radon kits for sale for $7.50. In my Extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans this year for the market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, and small crafts. The dates of the market are from mid-May through the end of October, and we must follow the rules by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If interested in being a weekly vendor, contact the McPherson County Extension office at 620-241-1523. In addition to vendors, we are also looking for a farmer's market manager. This person or persons may also be a regular vendor at the farmer's market. A complete description of the duties and an application form for the farmer's market manager may be picked up or emailed to you at the Extension office. On our Extension calendar, the Master Gardener and Friends will be hosting an educational gardening program covering container gardening on March 25th, starting at 7 p.m. Cassie Holman from the Post Rock District will be our presenter. Please call the Extension office to get that link to listen live March 25th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523. 1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Friday.